Jacksonville's Morocco Shrine Center could be transformed into a mixed-use community. The Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall is here with that story. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. Mike, for those who don't know, the Morocco Shrine Center on St. John's Bluff Road is a big venue, right?
Yeah, it was actually built in 1985. It expanded in 1990. You can have parties, banquets, conferences, weddings, receptions there, but not for much longer. So the association that runs the center wants to transform the property into the Villages at Town Center, essentially a multi-use, multi-generational community with housing, shops, public green spaces, and it all will sit on about 36.7 acres.
Wow, the town center area is just growing and taking over the world.
It really is. And this property is kind of unique because it not only it's close to the town center, but it's also close to UNF. And UNF is actually going to be a part of this. So the temple building itself is about 100,000 square feet. 40,000 square feet of that is going to be converted into UNF facilities. 30,000 square feet are going to be retail. Then you're going to have another 15,000 for a gym. And then you're also going to have common areas and a theater. But the other big component of this development is going to be multifamily residential. The developer, which the association has not yet named, wants to put more than 1,000 apartments around the main temple building. Along with the retail and the apartments, there's also going to be a 1.5 acre park there. They're also looking to have pools, tennis courts, golf chip, basketball, volleyball courts, and a dog park. And they're really hoping to bring both the youth from UNF as well as seniors as well. They really want this to be a multi-generational community.
This is going to be a huge change.
For anybody who's interested, there is going to be a citizens informational meeting about the proposed land use change on February 3rd, and that's at 4 p.m. in the Ed Ball Building downtown. So if anyone's interested in what they're going to be doing there, they can go to that.
That's the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall with some big news for Jacksonville's South Side. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Jessica.
I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's the Business Brief.